Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning, President Trump.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, Spaz and Ray J. I think congratulations are in order. I won, and the Democrats should stop counting ballots illegally.
Well, we're still waiting on a few key states, so you didn't really win yet.
No.
Well, I will tell you this. It's just infuriating to watch the Democrats try to steal the election by counting all the ballots. I can't believe how disgustingly thorough they are.
It's annoying. It is annoying.
Isn't that what's supposed to happen?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, it was
supposed to win. That's what's supposed to happen.
It was a very tight race.
You know, you're not kidding. I will admit to that. I haven't seen anything that tight.
Okay. I know where you're heading.
I haven't seen anything this tight since I accidentally bounced a quarter off of Hope Hicks's rear end.
Oh, yeah, right.
Do you predict that things will come around to your favor?
They're already in my favor. And I'll tell you what, if they don't come up with some acceptable results, we're going to get rid of Pennsylvania as a state, and we're replacing it with Puerto Rico.
All right, go with that.
All right,
that island is very good with two things, counting and catching paper towel rolls. They really are.
Well, to be fair, we still don't know the final outcome of the election.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I won bigly. Did you hear me? I feel like there's an echo in here. Game over.
Well, very, very close. Not sure everyone thought it was going to be this close, and it was a late night of television.
Yeah, I've been up all night, guys. I mean, I have huge bags under my eyes. I'm definitely wearing a lot more orange bronzer today. Now, seriously, I haven't stayed up that late to see what my results were since I took a paternity test to see if I was a Miss Universe contestant's baby daddy.
Everyone should be very proud of the turnout, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I know we warned people about the long lines, but everybody took it in stride. Great turnout. Even Don Jr. loved the long lines. Yeah, every time they said too early to call, he hit another line. Some of those lines took up two entire coffee tables, guys.
Wow.
That I can tell you.
But you've got to be pretty happy with how you performed, right?
I'm always happy with my performance. And I almost forgot, there was some other good news from the election besides just me being awesome. New Jersey, you guys might like this, New Jersey legalized recreational marijuana for the first time.
Nice.
Yeah, that probably explains why I got a 3 a.m. phone call from Chris Christie at an all-night Korean barbecue place congratulating me on winning the Super Bowl.
So we were able to get some time with your opponent, Joe Biden, Mr. Vice President. Good morning.
Right now?
Yeah,
now.
Yes.
Hey, morning, Zoo Crew. Great to be with you.
That's actually Chaz and AJ.
Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Listen, I want to announce the big news on your show, guys.
Okay.
What's that?
I'm announcing my candidacy for president. I'm running in 2020, man.
Oh, wow. You should go for it.
Welcome to the party, Sleepy Joe.
Good luck.
He is bigly out to lunch.
Lunch? No, I just had breakfast. Thanks.
You already ran in 2020.
Oh, yeah. What I meant to say was I'm running in 2024. Yeah, I'm going to be the first octopussy... Oh, wait, octo, you know the thing.
Right.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Octogenarian?
That's it.
That's the deal. Yeah, was just holding up a sign.
Someone in their 80s, right?
Yeah.
Well, I did run for president in the 80s. You got a good memory there, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
President Trump, is there anything you want to say to Mr. Biden?
I have nothing to say to Joe. I think Joe should just go away and maybe play checkers in a park somewhere.
No, I don't want to go. I have my fiber shake first, and then I go.
That's important.
Right.
Bad visual.
Yep.
All right, President Trump, thank you. Vice President or President-elect? We don't know yet.
Yeah. Later, don't say that. No, later, no, no. Chaz and AJ.
Okay, thank you.
Just let me know when you're ready to start the interview, pal. Pack it with softball questions, if you don't mind.
Artie from Westbrook.
So a couple of years ago, I had wound up busting my back really bad and had wound up having a nine-hour surgery.
Busted your back?
Yeah, I picked up a piece of plywood at work. I was doing bridge construction, and like a 70 mile an hour gust picked me up off the ground. I felt a pop in my groin, and my leg went numb.
No,
I couldn't feel my leg, but I continued to work the rest of the day. And
that's
after I got home,
that's dedication.
Yeah, and after I got home, I got in my truck. I called my wife, crying hysterically, saying I can't feel my partner down below, and I couldn't feel my leg.
God.
And I got really, really scared, so I went to the doctor, and they thought I pulled the muscle. So I went back to work the next day. My leg had swollen the size of like Krusty the Clown's leg foot. It was ginormous, and I couldn't pick it up. I had what they call drop leg, but I continued to work.
Now, when you say leg, you mean a leg?
Yes, my left leg. So
gotcha.
The worst medical procedure that I can honestly think that I ever had was had an ENG, which is they take these needles and they stick them in your joints and they shove electricity into them. And I'm going to tell you guys when that is the worst pain that you'd ever want to feel in your entire life. And I had it in every joint where they wanted to see if my nerves were working properly. And I'm going to tell you, I've never cried like that in my entire life. It hurts so bad.
Just thinking about it is making you
emotional.
Right.
I had two of them. I had two of these things. And they are the worst, worst you could ever imagine the pain. I'd much rather have that pain than I would doing this ever again. It was worse. It was terrible.
Why couldn't they put you out?
I don't know. I don't ever want to go through this again.
Can you imagine if you asked your doctor and he said, well, you never asked.
Right. Yeah, right.
You needed to be awake to do this. And my wife went with me on the second one. And my wife started crying because she said, I'd never seen you in so much pain in my life. And it was that bad.
How long did it last?
It was about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours.
Just kill me.
Yeah, yikes. Kill me is right. And it was an Asian dude. I couldn't understand, man. It was like Mr. Miyagi times 10.
Did he clap his hands for us?
That made it worse.
Did he clap his hands? Wax on, wax off, man. Right. But anybody that's ever had one, they'll tell you that it's torture. It's medieval torture.
So
that's my experience, my boys.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. I'm glad you're better.
3 years to heal from this, man.
But you're better now, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm better. I still have pain, but I'm still better. I'm a lot better than I was. I can walk now upright. I don't have to walk with a cane anymore.
Awesome.
Can everybody agree? Thank you, Artie, and thanks for what you do building those bridges for us. Can everybody agree now it's not worth picking up a piece of plywood in 70-mile-an-hour winds?
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
Nope.
It's more fun just film it. Just watch it.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Jeez. Yikes.
When he said, I can't feel my partner down below, the guy in the truck next to him left.
We're talking about your least favorite medical procedure. Oh, yeah, that one was tough.
Yes, it was.
Chris in West Haven.
Good morning, all. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Good morning, brother.
I don't want to minimize what a woman goes through when she goes to the gynecologist, okay?
But
they're laying on the table, they got their feet in the stirrups, and they're looking up going, blue. They really should paint the ceiling blue.
Right.
But when a guy's got to go to the urologist, you're standing there in front of a guy on a little roller chair, and they go, okay, drop your pants. What do you do with your hands? You don't have pockets anymore.
You fold them.
Do you stand with your arms crossed? Are you the tough guy? Do you stand at attention with your hands on your hips?
I know the Captain Morgan pose.
Hands on the hip.
Exactly right.
You're doing a Macarena.
Right.
You're doing a Macarena, and the guy has got the jewels in his hands.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Yep.
You want to put your hands on his head, but that's a no-no. They get frowned. They frown on that one.
Yeah, you put your beer on top of the head.
It's a very situation.
Yeah, that's, for some people it's okay, but
yeah,
a guy touching my junk.
They don't just touch it. They move it like the shifter of a Corvette.
It's not for me.
Oh,
do
yeah?
they?
Yeah. They're like, they're constantly moving things around. Like, look at this side, look at that side, look at this side, look at that side. I'm like, what is this, a 6-speed? Double H pattern.
Where's reverse? You know what would be the worst? They covered this in a Seinfeld episode. Like, if a doc was touching at a dude, and then something happened.
Right, it moved. Right.
Thank you.
All right. It's like, well, that was a dud. You threw in a couple of jokes in there. We talked over them. You're at me, so.
No, he was great.
Yes.
But as soon as we got to the point where if something moves, he's like, thank you.
Goodbye.
Right. Too close to home or what?
He maybe didn't want to talk about that.
Right.
Yeah, a gynecologist is no name in the park either.
He could have had soft hands.
No one would think that it's a day in the park.
No,
a day
not.
In the park is nice. There's birds. It's
right.
Beautiful weather. Hey,
picnic.
How you doing, stranger?
Right.
Mm. Picnic, good food. Yeah, this is the opposite of all that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think about it as a guy. Like, if I went into a room and had to put my feet up to the point where my butthole Cheerio was exposed, my leather Cheerio.
Leather Cheerio?
That's what Jennifer calls it.
I'm so not eating Cheerios anymore.
Matt from Wallingford.
Yep. Good morning. How are you?
Morning,
good,
Matt.
Thanks. What do you got?
So, I blew my knee out a couple times, had a couple surgeries, and then fell on it 6 months after my second surgery and caused nerve damage.
What did you do to fall on it?
Did you
slip on ice? Were you skateboard?
Absolutely nothing. I was just walking along, and it buckled underneath me, and I was bruised from mid-thigh to my ankle.
Damn.
That sounds like a malfunction. Not a fall.
Yeah. But one of the treatments they gave me was this stuff called Qtenza. It's a medical-grade capsaicin. It's the stuff that makes spicy pepper spicy. So being medical-grade, it's super spicy. Well, they didn't warn me not to touch it or anything. So after the procedure, I was kind of rubbing my leg, and then I had to go to the bathroom.
Oops.
And didn't wash my hands beforehand. And it felt like I dunked my junk in a vat of spicy peppers.
Oh, no.
About 3 hours.
Who wants to order a spicy sausage?
This sounds like something on a menu. Dunk your junk.
Dunk your junk, yeah.
Like, wait, excuse me?
Right. Give me a bar, too.
Tasty.
Come on down to the Dunk your junk.
I'll have a Dunk your junk and leather Cheerio.
Right, please. Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's no breakfast foods here. Yes.
Well.
Yep.
That sounds like it sucked.
Yep. And you became a soprano.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy singing in there.
I'm pretty sure
voice.
I could have sung soprano for about a month.
Yikes.
How's your leg now? Better?
I finally have range of motion back in my leg after a year of physical therapy, but it still hurts every day.
What do you do for a living?
I work for a generator company out of Bridgeport, servicing, installing, and repairing generators.
Wow, you've been busy.
Yes, you have.
Yep.
Everybody wanted a generator after the last one, right?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Yeah. And now he knows to wash his hands before he goes pee.
Yeah.
That
is true. Yeah.
I even have wet naps just in case.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
All right, we're talking about least favorite medical procedure you've had done, 1-877-764-2535, or you could text 203-882-9757. From the text?
We only got two texts. They both have to do about colonoscopies.
What's with the hand jazz?
My brain shut off.
Doing the hand jazz.
I thought she was doing hand jive.
Right, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
I don't play great. Two syllables. First word. Hand jive.
Hand jive. Like, what is she? Is she talking to me in sign?
I've seen
enough of this with all these speeches.
Exactly,
like,
right.
People going,
it's Malloy's person.
One potato, two potato, three potatoes.
Did you see my brain just power down and power back up?
I heard a noise.
No.
Doo-doo.
The lights flickered for a second.
All right, and what do the texts say?
Yeah. One enjoys a colonoscopy.
They enjoy it.
I think because of the drugs.
Oh.
They get.
Okay.
Right. And one, Madeline, actually had Dr. Thornton for her colonoscopy as well.
He's the one.
Who's my little hand puppet? Sorry.
Imagine if he kept a picture of every butthole he's seen.
Really?
And like a little album.
Right. Through the years.
Right.
No, just like his wallpaper.
A montage, right. That's his bathroom wallpaper.
This is a great circular pattern. What is this?
I've got my eye on you.
Oh. John and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning, John.
I was 17. I was up at the reservoir in Derby, and I was walking across this wall. And, you know, I was a kid. I had a buck knife in my hand. And the wall caved in, and I fell, and I let go of the knife. And when I hit the ground, I just landed on grass, but the knife followed me down and hit me in my leg.
Oh.
I ended up cutting the nerve that controls the muscle. And I had to have a nerve graft. They took a nerve out of the back of my calf, and they grafted it into my legs because I couldn't move my foot. I had foot drop. To this day, I can only move it about halfway up. But what happened after the surgery was complete, I had 16 hours I was on an operating table to replace this nerve. But after that, the nerve grows an inch a month and it had to be, it had to grow 13 inches. So once a month for 13 months, I had to go in and they hook up electrics, you know, electrical impulses to stimulate it. And if you ever got stung by a bee or like a white-faced hornet, just imagine like 1,000 of them stinging you at one time. That's what it felt like. And the first time it lasted about 2 hours. The last one was only a, you know, about 10 minutes. It got shorter each time, but I had to do it every month for 13 months.
Oh,
it was
all that
just the most brutal thing I've ever had to go through.
It's alive!
I will go nowhere near the reservoir ever again.
Single contribution to science since the creation of fire!
It's Matt Storch. He's dad and a local restaurant owner. He owns Match Burger Lobster, Match Restaurant, Match Taco. Hey.
Hey.
Good morning. So, what's going on? What's the problem?
Our governor is giving us a hard time.
Can you be more specific? Just kidding.
I guess I will be. The other day, well, coming tomorrow, they're implementing a 9:30 curfew for restaurants. So our restaurants need to be empty at 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not 9:30 last order. It's 9:30, everyone's out.
Yeah, vamoose.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Exactly. So which means 8 o'clock reservations mean an hour and a half to eat. You know, in regular days, I'd say that's great. But nowadays, not so much. We need people to be able to come in at 9, sit till 11. That's the goal. That's our ask.
Yeah.
He was on the show, and he said what's been happening is the restaurants turn into bars after 9:30.
Yeah, I mean, there's, out of 100% of the restaurants, I say 2 to 3% turn into bad actors, which are exactly that. People are standing up, congregating at the bar, so on and so forth. But, you know, a lot of the restaurants are just having regular reservations. People sit down, 6 foot spacing. They're wearing masks when they're getting up. They're following every single guideline that they put into place. So why punish the majority if the minority is being the bad actors?
We've had a lot of restaurant owners reach out to the show and say exactly that, and that if they crack down on these bad actors, right?
Yeah.
These places that are packing the place, if they just went in, took your liquor license,
right,
we're serious about this, all of a sudden everybody gets in line and it's not a problem.
Yeah, shock and awe. Boom.
Shock
Absolutely.
And awe.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they did that to a few this past week, so I think everybody's sort of getting the point. You know, and if this is a scare tactic right here, he's making his point. So it's time to ease up and let us stay open till 11. I mean, we can't operate losing a whole turn of the restaurant and then being at 50% capacity. There's no point in being open.
Now we're just,
yeah. Maybe that's his goal. I don't know.
So how many restaurants are you on? 1, 2, 3, right? You
got 3? 2. Yeah, Match Taco I sold a while back. But
right, somebody else is Taco now.
Yeah. One in Norwalk.
Yeah. Okay, so you have 2. Where are they?
One in Westport, one in Norwalk.
Okay.
Nice.
And how is this going to, like, are you going to close down if he doesn't change this? Are you going to be okay?
Well, we're working with the Restaurant Association now, Scott Dolch, which I know you've had on. Dude, he's fighting hard for us. And, you know, he may get us an extra hour, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, hour and a half. You know, for that, we can go forward and rock on. You know, am I saying that my restaurant's going to be empty at 9:30 and I'm going to force people out to just have a 3-course meal? Absolutely not. I can't survive.
No,
if you needed them out by 9:30, you're taking their last order at 10 of, or right? It's tough to say someone, look, we're going to have your food out by 10 after, but you're going to have to eat it and split.
Right, put a little time clock.
You got to go.
Right. Make a minute taco.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, Match is a little bit higher end, so it's a little bit more difficult. People are sitting there eating 3 courses, spending 60, 70, 80 bucks a person.
Yeah. See?
You know, so.
I eat fast, though.
I like sitting and, you know, enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
And I feel like, all right, I just paid for this space in your restaurant.
I ate like a dog.
Shoved out the door.
I wolf it down. I'm out.
Listen, we like people moving along. We do that in our own way. But to have to, you know, cut it short, and it just doesn't make – it's financially impossible for us to survive.
Matt Storch is on.
I mean, that's like 40% of our business.
Local restaurant owner. I like that you list yourself as dad first, then local restaurant owner.
Right.
They take up a lot of my time, that's for sure.
Oh, you listed it in order of time
priority.
Sucker.
Yeah, priorities, yes.
Priority
right.
Sucker,
yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. Well, look, good luck, and we got to get over to your restaurant.
We definitely do.
If we get over there, what kind of desserts do you have? Anything good?
Chocolate galore. Are you chocolate fans? Come on down.
Eh. What else?
Just don't show up after 8. We may not be there.
Your chocolate glory.
Outside of chocolate, what do you got? Carrot cake,
apple?
Cheese?
It's apple time.
Apple? Okay.
Apple, key lime pie.
Oh,
lime
good.
Pie.
Yep, love it.
So you said chocolate glory. You had me right there. I'm like, all right, two words, chocolate and glory.
I like that Matt moves people along.
Yeah.
I don't like when I'm in a restaurant and I'm ready for dessert or ready for the check.
Okay.
And now, where did you go? This is when
you
want to be.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah, you want to be strong right now.
Oh, see, here's an idea. You have the restaurant, all the tables are on a conveyor belt. So you get your meal at the beginning, you're just kind of eating along, and then next thing you know, you're in the parking lot, and you get off.
Yeah.
It's like a ride at Disney. You know? It's like, you know, they stop it, you got to get out now. You
right.
got you have 5 or 10 minutes up there going, and then it ends,
and
you open
get,
the thing
and
up, and you get off, right.
I like that.
Restaurant, that. Tables are on a conveyor belt.
Boy. All right, Matt, you got something to think about now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Buy a factory.
Space for that.
Right.
Right on 95.
I get a free chocolate glory.
Matt Storch, dad and local restaurant owner, Match Burger Lobster, Match Restaurant, Norwalk, Westport. Thank you, brother. Good luck. Tony Spear, a good friend of the show, son-in-law of the Warrens, paranormal expert. We're linked up to all his stuff on the radio station's website. We have a clip of a demon. We haven't had Tony play it in years because it's so frightening.
Yeah.
We're going to play it in the next break.
It's a
not this
Pelosi
break.
Political speech?
Close.
Okay.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Chaz. How are you, man?
Good.
Tony!
Good, thank you.
Hey, Jay.
We never have a long enough spot with Tony. We had him on last week, and then at the end of it, I said, all right, let's have you back next week. I could hear this stuff all day.
Goes to hell.
Let's start with this clip from New Haven that we were going to play last week, and we didn't get a chance to.
Right.
Set this up.
Okay, depending on what part of the clip you're going to play, it's a young man in New Haven that started to act very strange. He was very faithful, very religious individual, prayed a lot, went to church all the time. Then suddenly, according to his mother, that all stopped. Stopped praying, stopped going to church, actually stopped leaving his room, his bedroom. He would, and he was in, you know, mid-20s. He would hide and just stay under the covers all day long. She'd have to coax him out just to eat. And the only time he ever left the room was to go into the bathroom and then go back right into his room all day, 24 hours a day. So he's acting very strange, saying strange things to her. Had a big aversion towards anything religious, and that's when they called us in, and we went to confront this young man, or just to speak to him, but then it ended up more of a confrontation type of a thing than just speaking to him.
Yeah. Confrontation, not good.
Right, like an intervention.
Yep.
And this clip, Phil, which one are we playing?
This is clip 2. So we did clip 1
last week.
Yeah.
And clip 2 is what?
I think he's fighting against a prayer.
Okay.
Padre Pio, the power of Jesus Christ, be Padre Pio, go back and never return. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Sounds like a rooster.
I was going to say, good morning.
Hold it. Hold it. Can you stop? Wow. I'm freaked out.
Right.
I don't know how you do that and just not say, all right, I'm going
to
go.
Right. We're going to the car.
I'm out.
I'm going to go to a cigarette for a second.
It's like being near a power plant that just had a big crack.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is going
to
get on me.
That thing.
Yeah.
I
got to go.
I got to go to that thing.
This is important, but I'm going to go. I'll be over here.
Yeah, my mom's calling
you,
me.
How do you?
Been dead for years. I don't care.
How do you stomach that?
That's one of the things that, you know, comes with experience and comes with your faith, your own faith, that your faith in the Lord is more powerful than what he's doing and what he has influencing him. So you have to stick with it. It's one of those things where you're in it to win it.
So what's happening here, Tony? Is the thing inside this dude,
Is it trying to unravel you, or is it in pain because of what you're saying, the prayer that it's hearing?
Could be a little both, but I think it's more in pain because of the prayers that we're saying over it. We were, remember, too, at that point, you can't see it because it's only audio. We were sprinkling holy water on
it.
Oh.
Yeah, they hate that.
So and when we sprinkled the holy water, it's when he went, you know.
Like a tea kettle.
Nuts. Yeah, he went nuts. It's like a painful experience, probably like if you and I were sprayed with acid, you know.
Ah. No, it would be like when you got that cut and your mom washed it out with alcohol.
Yeah.
But time. Yeah, right. Times a billion.
Right, or you had chicken wings, hot chicken wings, and took a pee. Yeah.
So he's crouched on his bed, and as this is happening, he starts, like, kicking the wall behind him, like, almost, like, his hands are on the bed. He's, like, starts trying to, like, walk up the wall behind him.
Duh!
And he right. starts kicking the glass.
These walls are made for walking. For walking today.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
It was intense.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. It was very, very intense. It's one of those things that it's not an everyday common occurrence that we run into, but we do run into things like that from time to time.
Man. All right.
Return. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to go back to where you came
from. Glass.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
What's happening right
now? Got him,
here?
Tony?
Yeah, put on. Like episode of Cops.
He's restraining him. Tony's pulling him off the wall.
You know what the voice reminds me of? Remember Hocus Pocus from Focus?
Which has been suggested, by
right?
the way.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's pretty scary stuff. Especially the guy walk up the wall. I'm like, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like right out of The Conjuring,
yeah,
which
I'm
was
sorry.
A movie, and that scared me.
I got to go. I got that thing I do.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta wash the car or something, whatever it takes.
Is there more to this clip?
There's one more clip. So okay. That was the end of that particular clip.
All right.
Jesus Christ the Savior, you could do it. Jesus help me. You could do it.
Need more fiber. I've had problems like that.
What's that? Who's saying that?
He yep. said, save my daughter.
Oh.
He then, did?
Yeah.
And then James Blunt showed up. You're beautiful.
What was he talking about?
I don't know.
Really?
I didn't catch that part when I was even doing it.
Wow.
What he was saying, I was just concentrating on him calming down and, you know, acting normal once again, which he actually did.
Yeah, you were kind of busy, actually. You know.
Yeah.
And he knows everything.
He actually did calm down. And then later on, his mother told us, you know, he's praying now. He's praying again. He's saying the Lord's Prayer and the Hail Mary.
Mom.
And he's going, and he went to church, and he's outside now. He's standing outside on the back deck. And I'm like, oh, really? He wasn't going out for like months.
Wow.
At all. He didn't want to be in the sunlight, and now he was.
Now he's tanning know. And everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You played this a few years ago, and before you played it, you had to say a prayer.
Right. Right, because we've had instances where we've played that audio clip, some of those audio clips at college lectures, and, you know, told the people not to record them. But, of course, you know, college kids are, they don't listen to some people. So
right.
they recorded them, and then they play them back for their friends back at the dorm, and they'd have problems. They were having problems happening in their dorm. Things were happening, strange occurrences. So Ed Warren used to always make that proviso not to record these things. And so that's why I like to say a prayer for anybody listening to him, just as an extra precaution, you know. So
And
you know,
we won't podcast this.
No.
Right.
No.
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 So, you know, if they want to say a prayer to themselves, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's legit to do it on the air or not.
You want
to
hear something weird, Tony? And
yeah.
I don't think you'll think it's weird because, you know, in the last clip, you were like pouring holy water on this screeching rooster climbing
right.
a wall.
Right, right. The tea kettle.
As we went to break, Ashley scrolling through her Facebook, and what came up?
It's a huge cross. It's an advertisement for this big cross you can hang on your wall with a holy Bible, like a miniature one in the middle.
Isn't that weird?
Right. And her bangs will go by themselves. Yep.
Right. I saw that too.
Yep.
Well,
bang shifted. It went upwards.
That's a sign. that, you know, you want to use protection and you want to be protected, and that is your protection. Mm. Remember, you know, not to get religious, but, you know, God is all-powerful, and he's more powerful than any devil or demon. So you always have to keep that in mind, that if you have faith in the Lord, you're all set, you know.
I got a thing for mobile service.
Yeah, there you go.
I got something for a home delivery alcohol deal.
Yes, apparently Ashley's only needs savings.
What's the first ad that comes up on my Instagram? Let's see here. Fisher Investments.
Nice.
maybe they're the devil.
Right.
I don't know.
Hey, Fisher.
Okay.
Well, you know, about it for a second, guys. Maybe, and not, I know you guys are going to make a joke out of it, but maybe it's something that Ashley needed at this moment, that Ashley needed to see that cross for protection
right
at this moment. Who knows?
Keep in mind, last year when you were on, you played some clips, not as bad as this, the one we're about to hear.
Right.
She was screwed up for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Now, you might say to yourself, well, isn't she always? No, I mean more than normal.
Right. Right. Well, we wake up for work in the middle of the night, and it's pitch black, and yeah. It's spooky.
Spooky. All right, so let's set up the clip. We'll take a break, come out, go right into the prayer, then the audio.
Okay.
So, Tony, where did Ed get this audio? What happened?
All right, so what you're going to hear is, this is audio, but I don't know which parts of the clips you're going to play, because I sent you a bunch of clips, so I'm a little bit in the dark of which one you're going to play, but they're all kind of spooky anyway. It's from Enfield, England. This is the Enfield, England poltergeist case that's famous, that The Conjuring 2 was based upon, where these young girls in Enfield, England, and their whole family, in fact, were experiencing very strange phenomena and spirit voices that would issue out of thin air and start speaking to them. And they had psychic investigators from England go in, Maurice Gross and a guy named Guy Playfair, who went in and spent a year in there trying to analyze what was going on. But these guys weren't religious-based at all. They just wanted technical evidence, scientifically trying to find out what these voices were. They never really, I think, attributed it to being spirits from another, you know, realm, or from the afterlife, or from the demonic. That's when Ed Warren and Lorraine Warren went in and also had experiences with these voices. I'm not sure which clips you're playing, but Morris Gross is on one of the clips, I think, but Ed is also. And you'll hear these deep, grumbling, growling type of deep guttural voices sometimes coming out of these. They were saying it was coming out of the girls, but it really wasn't, because tests were done on the girls. They weren't using any ventriloquism or anything to make this happen. So it sounded as if the voices were emanating from around the girls. And as Ed explained it to me, that's what's known as a materialized larynx, where the spirit, who is the spirit realm, doesn't have a larynx. It's going to use a human being's mechanical device, which is the larynx, to issue sounds. So they manipulate that person's larynx somehow. So they weren't actually saying it, but sounds, deep guttural sounds from, you know, a 14-year-old girl, that there's no way it's her.
Exactly.
And so we know it's a spirit. It's right. When we think a demon.
I'm not sure if this all was wise.
Woo.
Got hit by a car.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
And, well, let's bring in Trooper First Class Christine Geltema to tell us what happened. Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a long time.
Too long.
It has been a long time.
Yeah.
Like a Zeppelin song.
Being so boring.
It's good. It's good when we're not having you on.
Exactly.
Things
right.
Are very slow.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Although I'm surprised you didn't call us when we had one of our bomb techs rappelling down a sleeping giant over there to pick up a supposed pipe bomb.
Oh.
You know, I did see that story and thought of you.
Yeah.
In a good way, of course.
I just thought, where are the jokes on this one?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Tough. The whole thing was a bomb, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What did that turn out to be?
Apparently it was some geocache device. And from what we learned was that before, I want to say like 2013, the geocache people, they didn't have to register where they put their geocache. And when we had those massive tornadoes down in that area when Sleeping Giant was closed, that was probably one of them that wasn't registered.
What's a geocache?
What's a geocache?
Geocache, it's kind of like, if you want to say like a game, people can go and look for geocache. There's certain things in there. I think this one may have had some paper and pen. You can log it and say that you found it or whatever.
Oh, these people.
You got to find those folks and take them out.
No cash inside the geocache?
We're talking sharpshooters the whole nine yards.
There's got to be a law that these people who either go to Sleeping Giant and get stuck somewhere and have to be rescued,
right,
or do something stupid like this, have to pay for whatever it costs.
Or leave them right there. Yes.
Or we leave them there and set an example.
Right, that skeleton.
That skeleton?
Halfway up, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a person.
That could be you.
Now, geocache person.
Right, but instead we had our bomb techs rappelling down a mountain to go pick it up, which is kind of cool.
Now, yeah. Did they get the paper and sign it?
No, they didn't, although they should have.
Put it back.
Right.
I just played it.
Trooper, first class, pristine gentleman.
Like, you're so lucky, man.
Yeah.
All right.
So the owl.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad that turned out to be not a bomb.
I saw the picture of the guy. Could he have smiled at all? He's like, the trooper's holding the bird.
And the owl.
He's holding the owl.
Okay, so yesterday on Instagram, if you follow the Connecticut State Police, which is a great Instagram account.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm scrolling through.
Right.
And AJ, you were
It was on Facebook also, yeah.
Okay, and you saw what?
I saw this trooper holding an owl. The owl's eyes were closed, and it looked like he was, like, not having a good day. Like, I'm like, you can smile for the photo.
Who's the trooper?
Yeah, the trooper had a look at his face like someone that gave him bad shrimp.
I'm sorry.
Well, talking to him yesterday, he's like, I could have had a better picture, but it happened.
I was just ready for the photo, yeah.
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 I think that he was aware that owl could wake up and, like, bite into his neck and kill him.
The owl is so freaking cute.
Yeah, he's standing there holding
his
hooters. Yep.
Yes. So what, talking to the trooper,
right.
Trooper Fahey out of Troop F in Westbrook, they were called for an owl that was struck. It was in the center median, so he gets out there. He sees the owl, and its eyes were closed. It turned and opened its eyes and looked at him. He's like, all right, I'm going to put this owl in my car. If it goes crazy, I'm just going to shut the door and let the owl hang out in my car until somebody gets out there. But
good tactic.
He said it was the coolest thing. The owl looked at him, and it was like the owl knew that he was there to help him.
Right.
And hung out in his car with him for like 20, 25 minutes until a place called Hope showed up and picked the owl up. And from their Facebook page, they said that the owl has no broken bones, no internal bleeding, but it has some head trauma. So hopefully the owl will make it through the next couple of days and get back out into the wild.
Right. And now they're actually partners now. They're actually riding the car together.
Right. Yeah. They're going to be partners.
That would be cool. A little bulletproof vest.
Trooper Hooter. It's a great new TV show on Fox.
Trooper Hooter.
Trooper Hooter on Fox. Yes.
Trooper Hooter.
Yes.
Well, I think he named him Thomas, so.
Okay. Thomas. Yeah. Okay.
I prefer Hooter.
Yeah. Hooter's
Trooper
great.
Hooter.
Trooper Hooter. That'd be awesome.
So those are pretty cool stories. And talking with Trooper Fahey yesterday, it was, as he said, it was probably one of the best experiences he's ever had. It was the coolest thing, just hanging out with this owl. He was petting it, and it was just very docile and very cool to hang out with. You know, how often do you get to have an owl sitting in a car with you?
Seriously.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
wouldn't they want to, like, let me get out of here, fly around, be afraid of a human?
Right.
That's...
He was dressed like a mouse that day. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
So, and, you know, and that's part of what we do with state police. You know, we're out serving the communities. We're out serving people. And, you know, owls have voices, too, I guess, if you want to say. And so Trooper Fahey kind of picked him up and made him his buddy.
You know what? He made a good decision by not smiling in that picture, because if that owl died...
Yeah.
That would be the most inappropriate picture. Like, you're happy that you found an owl that was injured.
Yeah.
You know, I think tell him that he didn't, you know, he did the right thing.
I will let him know. I'm sure he's listening now, too. So.
Right.
Hey, man, nice job, brother.
Yep, well done. Although it looked kind of like the owl had his little claws into his leg, like, ooh.
he did say the talent did get his tie, so I don't know if
you
have to find a new tie. I don't know for
sure
on ties.
He's like, oh, not good on selfies, not good on selfies.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Son of a... Okay,
like when a cat, like, claws into your leg. Like, it's being nice, but it's like,
okay, don't love me so much. Damn it.
Yes.
But great job.
So cuddly.
Yeah. I know. look at them.
You know what's cool about owls? Their whole head turns around. You know that?
Yeah. Yes.
No,
yeah.
Not all the way around. It's like...
well, pretty damn close, like Linda Blair.
Can you fact check it?
Like Linda Blair.
It almost completely goes all the way around.
Almost, yeah.
But then it's got to unwind.
I only saw one once.
How much?
270 degrees.
Almost all the way.
Right, do you know owls have really, really long legs? They just have a lot of fur. They're like wearing a dress.
Right. Oh, they have fur? Right.
I didn't know they have fur. That's more of a...
Wow. Feathers, fur, whatever. Wow. It's a dress.
Right.
It's
all fox, the same. Right. Squirrel.
You've been fact-checked.
Wow, fur and an owl.
Yes, because they have owl fur coats.
Holy crap.
Feathers!
Yes.
Nothing. Was there any... Did you talk to any animal people? Was there any time that that thing could have just, like, just grabbed his neck and...
I didn't talk to anybody, unfortunately. You never know. With any type of animal, you never know what's going
right.
to happen.
And
I don't think owls are aggressive, though. I think owls is kind of like, unless you're a mouse or like a snake
chill.
Or something.
Yeah.
They just kind of hang.
Pretty chill.
Like
yeah, especially when they're in trauma. Yeah. They're probably in shock and need something or someone to comfort them. And
actually,
thankfully, our trooper was there.
The owls, I worry about the drugs I had in his pocket. Hope he doesn't find him, man. Dude, I got like four joints on me right now. I got four joints on me, damn it.
Actually showing me a picture now of an owl with the longest legs. That can't be real.
Do you see that?
It's like, have you ever seen, well, I don't know how to put this.
Does it have fur?
Yes. The legs are furry. Yes, they are.
Yes, it does.
It looks like a woman grabbed one of those long dresses from the 1800s and pulled it all the way up.
Oh, okay.
Like a petticoat?
Yeah. And then you see
like my kindergarten.
Her legs. It's like, oh, wow, like, she has legs.
Like my kindergarten teacher and, yeah.
You've never seen an owl like that, have you?
No.
Right.
She did it once. No. Is that real?
Yes.
Wow.
You pick up the little feather dress and they have really long legs on under there.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wow.
I wish apparently, I could see it.
Yeah, apparently she's on drugs, Trooper.
Yeah, look it up. What did you Google? Owl legs?
Owls have long legs.
That's what you Googled?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Christine's
I'll Google
like,
it later.
All
right, so now what happens to this? Does this become a state police mascot? What happens to the owl?
Well, it's at a facility, a place called Hope in Killingworth, and they'll nurture it back to a healthy state and hopefully release it back to its, it out and about to its home.
Its area, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's
and
a good
hopefully won't get hit by another car. Yeah,
seriously.
Really, stay off the road.
Yeah.
And looking at a place called Hope on their Facebook page, they said that 85% of birds or owls are struck by cars.
Hmm.
So it's,
what are they going in to eat roadkill?
Well, if we don't rescue them, then probably, but... When the place called Hope or these sanctuaries, these rehab centers for birds, they say that it's either head trauma, internal bleeding, or broken bones that these birds suffer, and they nurse them back to health and they help them recover and rehabilitate them. Yeah, if they're lucky enough to be sent there.
Right.
And, you know, for a while now, we've been rescuing a lot of birds and animals from the highways and side streets.
And that's because they're eating roadkill and then getting struck?
Or
a possum across the road, you know?
Yeah.
It's going after
or
it.
Or something.
Huh.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, who knows? Right. We don't know what kind of vehicle struck this owl, but...
When the owl goes, it goes, who goes, whoa! You got a big problem, yeah.
Right, and lifts up its skirt.
Exactly right.
Well, it can run faster if it hikes its dress
fur.
Up.
Lifts up its fur.
Can you imagine?
I hear toenails clicking.
Trooper first class Jeltima is on. I pulled a couple of stories out of Dumbass News to just run them by you.
Oh, there you go. See?
Tell me if you have ever encountered anything like this. So this story comes from this week, actually.
Okay.
Wisconsin State Patrol officers stopped a driver Sunday when they spotted a snowmobile attached to the top of the car.
I haven't had a snowmobile, but there's some crazy things that people put in on their cars and attach to their cars.
Like their grandma.
Crazy.
Like grandma on a
grandma's got
chair.
The farts. She ran outside.
Yeah.
Crates with animals in them.
Oh, no.
Drunk
very
friends.
Bizarre.
Yep. Oh.
Very bizarre.
And put Bubba on the roof.
Yes. We've seen cars towing other cars, not with how they should be, I guess.
Okay, back in the day, that was legal.
Yeah.
You'd be able to tie a rope or grab a chain and just pull a car home.
Yep.
Right.
The good old days. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen cars.
Now they stop
I've seen
you.
Cars in box trucks where the box truck wasn't big enough to fit the car, so half of it was sticking out.
Hey, that would have worked. Didn't stop
me.
Oh,
my God.
That almost worked. Yeah, that's going to stop me.
Right.
All right, and then this other story. Thief busted after cops find his severed finger at a robbery scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy to finger that one.
People leave dumb stuff. Right. That's easy solvable type crimes. Yeah.
Yeah, fingerprint plus the fact missing a finger, do the math.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So the worst detective can figure this one out.
First thing they did was, let's check the emergency rooms.
Right.
And
right.
There he was.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Found it's like, him. Hey, does this belong to you?
Right.
I am missing a finger.
Yeah, it's hard to say that's not mine.
I responded to a break-in, and somebody had eaten all of the food in the refrigerator and left all the dishes or the wrappers of, like, the ham and stuff out on the counter. Like, that's not really smart, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me smell your breath. Okay, you come with me. The old salami.
Well, you might as well eat if you're there.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Well, this went really well. The job's done. Let me take a quick snack break. And
you know,
They have pizza. They have pizza here.
You ever find anyone, like, they broke into a house or a store, and then they took a nap, and then the owner comes back and says, hey, what are you doing here?
They find people in their house.
Yeah, like Goldilocks, yeah.
I haven't personally done that, but it happens. Yeah, usually those people aren't in the proper mental state.
No. Well, first they broke the bed, they broke the chair, and then they had all the porridge, which is right, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
And they fell asleep.
Yeah. Right.
And people came home.
Right.
All right, Trooper First Class Christine Jeltema, good to hear your voice. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. You guys, too. And to all your listeners, thank you. We appreciate it, all the support.
Always.
Follow the Connecticut State Police on Instagram. It's a fun site. Well, you see stuff like that.
They follow me all the time.
For different reasons.
Everyone followed me on Route 8 yesterday.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.